Hi, I'm Russ Roofer, a friend of Dirk's from California. I also lead the Silicon Valley Patterns Group. Dirk tells me he's got friends in Berlin who've either started or are thinking of starting a study group, and that you might like to hear a little about our study group here. The Silicon Valley Patterns Group is just a bunch of developers who like writing software. We're not affiliated with any company. There are no dues, no fees, no requirements to participate. The one thing that binds us together is we all like writing software enough that we're motivated to meet over dinner once a week to get better at our craft. This means we have some regular members who are consultants, some regulars from big companies, some from little startups, some very senior developers, and others are relative novices. The one thing we all have in common is the will to learn and the willingness to put some energy into it. We spend time before and after each meeting socializing, but the meetings themselves are slightly more structured discussions so we can make effective use of our time. Every week we choose a topic in advance. This could be anything from a particular design pattern to an agile process to distributed or concurrent systems, language issues, anything that regulars decide they want to tackle next. Since a lot of topics are too big to dig into in a single meeting, we'll often run multi-meeting tracks on the same topic. Once we've chosen a topic we want to learn more about, we seek out the best material we can find to study. Sometimes that means one or more conference papers or articles. Sometimes it's a book. We've even studied a couple PhD theses. In more recent years, we've connected with an increasing number of authors and trade early access to their manuscripts for detailed feedback on the drafts. We assign ourselves homework each week. Everyone reads the same 20 to 40 pages to prepare for the meeting. This establishes some common ground and keeps us from wasting a lot of time on the ABCs that really anyone can get just out of reading on your own. In the meeting, that leaves us free to discuss points that participants were either confused by or found surprising or especially interesting, and to share our own experiences relevant to the topic and to really dig deeper. Having everyone prepare in advance really lets you get deep into a topic almost immediately when you get together, because you already know you can assume everyone has at least seen the basics, and because everyone comes from a different background with different experiences, you constantly find out new things or see new ways of looking at topics that maybe you even already thought you were strong in. Let me tell you, if you want to become a better software developer, this really works. We've been meeting weekly for almost 7 years, since 1998. That's several hundred discussions, many of which just seemed like interesting subjects at the time with no direct application to my job right at the moment. But time and again in my career, I run against issues where I'm really glad I learned or saw or talked about something previously in the Silicon Valley Patterns Group. I think it's that constant feeling that you're getting something so useful out of it that keeps us putting in the effort it takes. Even when we're giving pre-publication feedback to an author, we're getting something out of it because it keeps us on the leading edge of that field. We're also common in having an understanding in the group that a rising tide lifts all boats and that we're all kind of pulling together. This is important because, say, if I'm strong in multi-threaded systems, Tal may benefit more than me from discussing concurrency, but the next week, I may benefit more from his recent experiences with aspect-oriented systems. And in any event, we'll each grow stronger in our own areas of expertise just through the chance to discuss them with other motivated developers. I know Dirk doesn't want me to ramble on forever here, so I'm going to try to summarize some advice here from the home offices in Silicon Valley with the top 10 keys to study group success. Key number 10, select topics and even your approach to those topics by group consensus. Keep a backlog of topic suggestions. Number 9, bring in laptops at least occasionally and get hands-on. Program in pairs and try out the things you're studying together. Number 8, only one person at a time should talk. We very lightly moderate our discussions, just to keep people from talking over each other, and to refocus the discussion if it goes off on a tangent too long. Number 7. Meet in a comfortable place. After a long day at work, the last thing you want is to go to another corporate meeting room. Find a nice coffee shop or a restaurant This also helps participants remember that this is a social setting and they can let their defenses down. Number 6. Constantly reflect on what you're doing and try new ways. If something isn't working for you, change it. Number 5. The shy and the less experienced participants may need encouragement to share, but it's worth the effort. Number 4. Insist on people coming prepared. Number 3. Make sure everyone at least knows each other's names. We have a practice of going around the table each week, saying our name, and sharing something we just learned during that week at the beginning of the meeting. We habitually say our names first, even when it's just regular members, so when new participants come in, they get to know people without making a special production out of it. Number 2. Don't be afraid to ask questions and show your ignorance. If you keep at it for any length of time, you'll cover a broad range of subjects, and no one is an expert in everything. Getting the chance to be humble sometimes is at least as important as getting to be the expert. And the number 1 key to study group success, which was really important to our early motivation in the Silicon Valley Patterns group back in 1998, get Dirk Rila to attend the group. Well, I have plenty more to say, but I'll pass that along through Dirk or maybe find a chance to write it down. Anyway, maybe over time we can try selecting some topics to focus on simultaneously in the Silicon Valley and Berlin groups and share our thoughts with each other through the wiki. Thanks for your time and good luck!